The South Moravian town of Mikulov, formerly also known by its German name Nikolsburg, is a popular tourist destination today, where people come to admire its beautiful architecture, the local wine, and its historic sites, including a Jewish cemetery and a synagogue. In the past, the town was home to a large Jewish community that accounted for nearly a half of the town's population and had as many as 12 synagogues around its Jewish quarter. Our very distinguished guest in this edition of One on One is the Grand Rebbe of Nikolsburg, Rabbi Yosef Leibowitz. He is a descendant of Shmuel Shmelke Horowitz, who lived in Mikulov in the 18th century and was one of the greatest rabbis Mikulov ever had. Our guest, Rebbe Leibowitz, is the leader of a Hasidic community based in Muncie, New York, in the United States. Rebbe Leibowitz, how did your community, which follows the teachings of your great forefather, get from 18th century Mikulov to the 21st century United States?
Okay, John, that's a great question. And I understand a lot of people would ask this because people like to see new things instead of keeping on with the old traditions. But in general, the Jewish religion, and especially Hasidic part of the Jewish tradition, is very important to keep highly looked up the ways of our parents and great parents and the forefathers until it goes back to the giving of the Torah from the Almighty. So it's not that we are leading our lives however we want. We are leading our lives however the Almighty wants, because He created us, so we feel obligation and we feel appreciation to follow His ways. Since we are concentrating more on the spiritual world, we feel that our father was more spiritual than we are. Our forefather was more, because the more you go back, they are closer to creation and they understood much deeper spirituality. So that's why we like to keep on with the Torah, with the Hasidus from the Baal Shem Tov and his disciples. And one of his disciples was my great-grandfather, Reb Shmelke of Nikolsburg.
Reb Shmelke was also the only Hasidic rabbi this country ever had. Why was he so significant? Why is he considered one of the greatest rabbis of his time?
Well, you won't believe it. He lived not more than 52 years. But what he accomplished in these 52 years is unbelievable. First of all, he was a person with such a good heart that he was there for everybody, to help anybody and everybody, no matter Jewish people or non-Jews. There is even a story that one person, a poor person, came to him and asked for charity. It was late at night, and he already distributed everything. He didn't have no money. He looked in his pocket, maybe I can give him something. He didn't find nothing, only one thing that he found, the golden ring of his wife. So he took it and gave it to this person. So when he gave it, and 5 minutes later, the wife comes, "Where's my ring?" "Oh, you should be so happy. I gave it for a poor person." She said, "But this is not a plain ring. This is a golden ring, real gold. You know, it's worth a lot." "Oh, yes? Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was copper." "Okay, don't worry." He sends his secretary, "Run after this guy and tell him that this is real gold. He shouldn't sell it just for as copper. He should sell it as gold, so he should have more money." This was Reb Shmelke between people. He would be so great for everybody. And besides that, he also had an academy, a school, for his disciples. And over there, they studied Torah. And he was not only great in Torah, he was great in so many different knowledges and so many wisdoms that when he came to Mikulov, the first 7 Shabbats in a row, every time he gave a speech. And not only in Torah, in all different kinds of wisdoms of the whole world, secular wisdoms, to show them that you shouldn't think that a rabbi doesn't know nothing, only Torah. He also was a miracle worker. I don't know if everybody believes today is in miracles, but by him it was daily seeing that he did things beyond nature. So we want to keep up with this tradition, and we are very proud of it, and we are following it. We don't want it to be forgotten.
You regularly visit the Czech Republic and Mikulov, of course, to commemorate the yard site of the great Reb Shmelky. What kind of event is that?
Yard site is the same as most people in the world celebrate birthdays. We celebrate also the day when a person passes away. Why? Because we know and we feel that when a person passes away, dies, it's not the end, because there's life after death. So those people who don't believe it, they say, okay, that's it, that's the end. So it's a very bad and sad sorrow day. For us, it's something that it's like elevating the soul from this universe to a higher level. And every year we believe, it's said in the Kabbalah, in the Zohar, that every year the soul is getting elevated more, and also the soul comes down to the grave, and whoever comes to that grave at that day, they can talk to the soul like he would be alive.
Many countries in Central and Eastern Europe had large Jewish communities before the Second World War that were destroyed in the Shoah. When you and your Hasidim come here now, what kind of reactions do you get from the people who live there now?
Very interesting, and especially in Czech Republic, I had great experience. People show us a lot of respect and friendliness. And this is in most countries. Wherever we went, the whole group, we never met some bad reactions, only nice reactions.
What do you think of the ways the synagogues and other Jewish sites in the former Jewish communities in Eastern Europe are used today?
It's hard to, how do you say, it rips my heart when I see that. Just being in Nikolsburg and just imagining how it was used until these great rabbis were there, and there was so much prayers and studying and doing good activities for the community, and now it's nothing there. Well, it's nice to have a museum, but it's not the real thing. It's only the stones. It is a very bad feeling, but we try. When we were there this Shabbat and we tried to do what our great-grandfather did, we felt that his soul comes down because it was the yard site, and he smiles.